Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fadeaway on niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, what up though?
It's interesting. That just kind of takes me back to a whole different time, just to even start thinking about Wiz Khalifa.
Yo, niggas was wearing the yellow patches in their hair. This nigga was influential.
Did that is nasty.
filthy word.
And niggas had the yellow patch hanging out the snapback. I remember you niggas.
Little piss patch.
We choosing violence early.
The piss patch.
Ooh.
Yo, calling it the piss patch is different.
And you niggas that was wearing snapbacks and had the snapbacks on your jeans, you are fucking criminals.
Wait a minute, hold on.
All right, don't do that. That was niggas culture.
Yeah, wait a minute, hold on.
I wasn't doing it, but that was niggas culture back then.
We not about to do that.
Niggas was tying hats to their jeans. I hate these niggas. I hate all
not,
you niggas.
We were not tying, we were snapping.
Bro, that's like the time that Jim Jones had niggas wearing jean chains.
What?
What? You niggas never bought a pair of jeans that came with like a metal chain?
Chain? Oh, y'all never had?
I thought you was talking about like a denim chain. I was like, what?
A denim chain?
I was like, bro, he said jean chain.
Is niggas hearing what I'm saying or not?
You said a jean chain, bro.
Visualize a nigga with jeans on his
bro, neck. And niggas had, bro, and niggas go-to was ACGs. You know.
Relax now.
I'm telling those niggas.
I spent the
niggas had niggas had True Religion jeans on with snapbacks on it.
ACGs went triple platinum on the blog.
I never had a pair of ACGs. I was more so a Gore-Tex nigga.
Yo,
you was filthy.
Yo, I see the nigga that wore 32 G's, wear a size 50, and cuffed the jeans all the way up. Like, nigga, no lie. And I was in Jersey Gardens.
Say you a criminal without saying you a criminal. So you talking about Elizabeth, nigga?
Or he might have just been
nah. I wouldn't even put that nigga on y'all.
Oh, alright,
nigga. Damn.
That was wild.
I walked there. I said, damn, them cuffs high. He did one cuff and pulled up.
Mobby jeans was different. The big jeans.
What,
the
big soggy pockets.
Bro. Yo, I seen a nigga say that on Twitter. He was like,
niggas cargo jeans.
Nah.
That's what Omabis are.
Nah.
That's what they was.
Nah. Cargo jeans.
Nigga, Omabi's really, I don't give a fuck what niggas.
That don't mean I'm not right. Two things can be right at once.
I'm just listening to Jabojis when fucking triple
play. Hey, yo, Omabi's fell so Balmain could walk.
Nah. No.
Nah. The Balmain biker?
Fuck out of here. Hell no.
The Balmain biker?
No.
Hey, Lil, let me see your clipper.
I hate. I ain't gonna lie. I hate all them jeans that look like them Balmain shits. We call them the Fall Mains in my hood. You feel me? Y'all know exactly which ones I'm talking about. Them shits that be at Forever 21 and Zara that be having all the fucking acid wash shit with all them fucking stack layers.
Benzino jeans.
I hate Benzino too. No neck ass nigga. Fuck.
Yeah, he really head and shoulders, bro. He's the strongest meatball ever.
That nigga is the strongest cramp.
You call nigga a cramp.
Nigga nicknamed Charlie Horse. This nigga nicknamed Charlie Horse.
Charlie C. Horse. Hey, yo, this nigga Sean sent me a video because y'all remember a few episodes back we was talking about me tackling the horse and shit.
Oh, yeah, I sent that.
All right. Yeah, this nigga missed the center or whatever, right? So, peep game. I ain't going to lie to you niggas. The back legs of this horse was buck as shit. Like, them shits was buff as hell, my nigga. But Sean, what did I say? I'm like, yo, if you look at them two front legs, them front legs been skipping leg day, my nigga. You could tackle them front, too. Bullshit.
That nigga gonna be like, right in the middle of your fucking
Them back legs not gonna get a chance to kick me if I tackle the front ones.
My nigga, that horse,
one shit.
That horse back was like 6'5".
Boom!
Clearly, you niggas don't know my tackling form. It's crazy, but sorry.
All right, bro. All right, so we back to see what animals would Lo fight and when.
Bro, it was a tweet. I can't remember the second animal, but it was like a half bear, half gorilla. That shit was, and it was like half horse, half something else. And if it was like, if them two fought, I want to say it was like an orangutan. Yo, or some shit.
It was like a gorilla centaur.
Yeah, versus like a gorilla. Versus a bear gorilla.
Yeah, versus some other shit.
All right, so real quick, because we did the bear versus the gorilla on this joke. So it's only fair that we give these hybrids a chance.
All right, I guess I'm here for it.
So who are you really taking? Are you taking the bear gorilla or the horse? Or the horse orangutan.
No, it's not a horse orangutan. It's,
oh wait, he got it. Sean, you got it.
It's a fucking gorilla centaur.
Gorilla centaur versus a bearilla. Metahumans March Madness.
I'm gonna go with the gorilla.
Nah, I gotta see it. I gotta see it.
So it's a gorilla with horse. Centaur, bro. So the shit is gorilla body with a horse face, or it's horse body. I mean, it's gorilla body, bear face, or a horse body, horse legs, gorilla up top.
I'm gonna go with the gorilla. The gorilla going.
I think the bearilla is packing this shit out. Like, I really don't think it's close.
I think the bearilla is Mike Tyson in the hood.
Yo, cause
in the hood, not the ring, in the hood.
Yo, that is super black criminal. That's not even black Air Force. That's black criminal activity, bro. Some type of shit like that. I don't know. Cause this nigga could scratch you. With the kick, he got fucking claws and shit at the foot, and then he got like fucking fingers and shit.
Bro, a gorilla body with the bear teeth is really crazy. Cause that shit has lateral movement now. Like that shit moving side to side.
That shit not doing.
Like you gotta think horses really can only go straight for real. Like this is not.
No, they nigga, ho.
I mean, they can go side to side, but not the way a gorilla can.
I think you guys have the dexterity of a horse a little fucked up. I think in that horses can only
you can't stop on a dime.
It's not. They're not racing, nigga. Like it's a fight, bro. Like if they fighting this shit,
they want the horse to be Reggie Bush and shit. Fuck.
A horse might have a fucking advantage, low key, with a gorilla. If you got a gorilla upper body with horse legs and shit.
About them little ass legs.
But if they doing a slap box contest, like when niggas not going nowhere, cuz I'm still taking them.
Hey, yo, that nigga like, about to
bro, one strong punch to the legs.
Bro, that nigga, yo, that
so
shit.
Clearly,
with
this
horse
has to be the cover. Yo, save the pick, cuz clearly it's got to be the cover, so the listeners know what we're talking about.
Yo, like, clearly, like,
it's a the podcast. Person with the
horse legs, they're going like the dogs with the trolleys.
You're not tackling them legs.
No, the dogs with no hind legs, and they gotta just stay like that. That's what that is.
All right, I ain't gonna hold niggas. I'm off this shit. Over here trying to roll this joint.
Like, how this nigga gonna walk with horse legs, like standing up? Like, you got a horse bottom, nigga. Like.
Is
no, I'm asking the right questions again.
This time on my lap, though.
Yo.
Yeah, that shit fucked me up, bro.
I'm gonna let you work, bro. Up for it, bro.
So,
episode 50 in the Regulation Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Shake.
Boop Nuke.
It's your boy Lo, aka Optimus Crime, aka Lo J Pimpson.
Monsieur Bouzin.
I'm in the building. I see Ivan. I mean, Rose pressed the button and shit.
It's your boy, Mr. Mocha Dean, as the niggas would call me.
No. You came on here and said your name was Mocha Dean.
No, that was Lenny.
Oh, this nigga was in China, bro.
Oh, this nigga got corona.
I was in Little China. I wasn't in I was in Little China.
Yo, saying, oh, this nigga got corona is wild crazy.
Oh, stop Asian hate. Oops.
Fuck them niggas.
Nigga was up there with the triads and shit.
Nah, crazy, I ain't seen no Malik Asian, bro.
I seen, hey, yo.
Shout out to Shicey Miles.
Yo, wait,
Malik Asian. Oh, yo, he def. That's definitely an Asian Kobe Bryant on that. That was.
Yo, that shit look dead ass like Malik, yo.
Yo, can that be the cover art?
Yeah,
that might have to be.
Yo, somebody find that shit.
I got it. It's in my tweets. Don't worry, I'll find it. Nah, yo, it was like this motherfucking mural of Kobe Bryant. But the shit looked like Malik in the Kobe costume. I swear to God, bro.
You
like,
talking about the one that was throwing up LA?
Yeah, oh, that's Malik, yo. Bro. Like, look like Malik, though.
Yo, shout out to my boy Shikes. Did that and think that all the way through, right?
How would you niggas feel if y'all got a mural? Well, clearly, never mind. It wouldn't matter because murals only go to dead niggas. But imagine you see somebody you love and it's a whack ass mural. What y'all gonna do? How y'all gonna react? Y'all gonna fuck it up? Y'all gonna find the person? What y'all gonna do?
Like, I'm gonna be upset. But, like, a nigga that can't really draw myself is, like, I got to kind of understand, like, nobody's person.
I mean, I'm not going to be harsh or anything, but, I mean, they're just going to repaint over that shit anyways. Or knock the building down.
Buy that shit and paint. Buy the building and paint over it.
Buying a building just to paint over some shit. That's, man, what? You hear this Jay-Z-ass nigga? Like,
shit, Bezos. Just go buy the shit.
Shake Bezos, that's his name.
Bezos.
Hey man, hope we can all ascend to that part of life.
You know what? Actually, speaking of, we need to start doing that shit because every time we talk about some shit on the podcast, it just magically pop up in the universe. So yes, everybody in this fucking room by the end of this year will have 7 fucking figures in their bank account.
Woo-wee.
I'm sick of this shit. Sick of being poor Joe Biden.
Yep. Need that.
Yeah.
Yo. Honestly, real nigga shit.
So
I gotta actually say
the Democrats is real pussy
nigga,
though.
Yo, so Trump is running it back.
Yo, he's country,
hot take. Yo, he put in his bid to run.
He said I'm
again.
Back and I'm better.
It's to the point where
he's gonna win.
Hot take
by a lot.
He should come back.
Nope. All right,
so unplug
yourself. Explain yourself. Like, nah, we here.
I'm gelling, cuz.
Oh, all right. I'm about to say, like,
bro, I don't care, bro. Like, we had this discussion on the Twitter space back then. Like, that shit don't mean nothing to me. So, but bro. It was entertaining. I'm not saying he should be back for that, but if he run it back, I don't care, bro.
Bro, this nigga is on his way back, and Biden is not getting a second term. Because all the people who came out to vote for Biden were like, yeah, no Trump. No one's coming out to vote for this nigga again. We're not doing that twice.
No, we could talk about how Biden, like, they will not sign the student loan forgiveness bill that they have already drawn up.
Or sending money to Ukraine.
$13 billion?
Yeah, now, here's my question.
My thing is, they bailed out.
Though.
Okay, in 2008, they bailed out the corporations, right? Again, during the pandemic, they bailed out the corporations. They gave them damn near $3 trillion, right? That's double of what the student loan debt
is. Bro, what kind of line of credit do these niggas have?
No, this is the question that I have.
They
right?
just keep borrowing money.
We are owned by Asia.
So this money that they just gave to the Ukraine, where did it just magically come from? Did they have it in a tuck? Do they got some type of disaster relief fund for other countries and shit?
That shit was in a shoebox.
Nah, they did that shit like that Mister was talking about. They just printed it.
Relax.
You're making the hood hot.
The government made that shit up.
Bro, is to tell you, like, niggas is investing in fucking online pictures and making money.
I hate the whole
nothing
NFT
is real,
shit, bro.
Yeah, at all
anymore, bro.
At NFT fucking shit is all. Probably like one of the dumbest things that humanity has come up with in a long time.
I wish I knew enough about NFTs. What I know about them is very little. I wish I knew enough to really.
Like you got Snoop Dogg just sold NFTs for $45 million, and he's in the metaverse
which they're fucking buying property. So I'm just like,
that's another thing that also pisses
me off. I'm like, so bro, is it ready
player one, bro. Yeah. It's ready player one.
World. How the fuck is real estate sparse? It's digital, bitch. Create more fucking code.
Bro, niggas was like, yo, it was easy to, like, they was buying up shit, and then Snoop Dogg came through, and then the prices raises.
Can I hear this theory? Like, can I say this theory that my lady was telling me about this, like, specific thing? Mm-hmm. Was like, so instead of, like, money laundering, like, they found a way, like, they can, since it's digital currency, like, you can't, the government can't track your money a certain way, like, they could with, like your regular cash. And, like, when you do NFTs, you set the value of what the art is. So, therefore, like, if you make a NFT and you sell it to somebody and buy it back or however the transaction goes, you could sell it to that person for the $10 million and they get the $10 million and it's legal money at that point. So, your dirty money instantly turns into clean money. So, therefore, it's like, that's like the new thing. That's like the deep dark.
So niggas buying NFTs with dirty money and reselling
them? Not everybody, but like,
some niggas.
Like just the people who really niggas got who millions. Won. Yeah, who's really on. That's like a dark thing.
Because like once it hits the blockchain, like it's gone.
Yeah.
Like whatever is on there, like I never forget, like my boy Ty was explaining it to me. And he was just kind of like, yo, like make sure whoever you're sending that shit to, like don't fuck up one letter. Cause that shit gonna go to a completely different place, and there's no getting that shit back. Mm-hmm. That shit gone.
And it just amazed me how long I've seen like Bitcoin out and people speaking about Bitcoin. So it's like I got a homie at work that said he could have caught Bitcoin when it was at $100 a pop.
My nigga, I saw it when Bitcoin was at the dollar mark. My nigga,
yeah.
I used to follow an account on Twitter every day. This nigga would post the prices of Bitcoin. I didn't think nothing of it because one, this was like 2009. Freshman in high school, not really thinking nothing of it. I'm like, man, just like some stock shit. And this is only at a dollar. Shit not worth shit. Fast forward to today, one Bitcoin is worth like 40-something racks or more than that.
Like I seen it at 2 racks, and I ain't understand. I understand the stock market at that point in time. It was like 2015. And I was trying to get into the stock market and everything. So once I seen that, and I'm like, damn, ain't nothing going to go past 2,000. Like, because I ain't understand it. I'm thinking stocks only like $30, $40, $50. And the good ones like $200 or some shit. So when I seen it 2 racks, but I'm like, man, this shit not going no higher. And that's when I was making the most money in my life probably because I was just working 80 hours a week.
Do you know where I first heard Bitcoin was the movie Dope?
ASAP Rocky?
With ASAP Rocky.
That was a good movie.
So one Bitcoin is worth $41,075.40.
What'd I say? But meanwhile, in 2009, niggas had the opportunity to cop one Bitcoin for a dollar.
But yo, y'all ever remember seeing a movie about like niggas working all day and then like they will get time on their life and shit?
It's called In Time. Out of Time or In Time. I was just talking about it.
All this shit just seems like is going towards that.
We talk about this shit on here.
Yeah. That movie.
Yo, did you hear about the guy that lost his Bitcoin with like 320 mil in it?
Yeah, he lost his fucking, like, the access to his virtual wallet type shit.
Yeah, so like, so I had to hear because I remember the story and I just wanted to get all the facts on it. So his name is...
That's why they tell you gotta put it on a...
His name is Stephen Thomas. And he was like an early like engineer that like worked on Bitcoin. He basically created a video or some shit for them basically explaining how the shit works or whatever. And so as a reward, they paid this nigga 7,002 Bitcoin. So the nigga had what's called an iron key. And basically it's like, you know, it's like it's a password thing.
It's a password. He forgot his shit and he got locked out.
Yeah, so he basically has like one try left on the shit.
Before
that shit locked away forever. And he's sitting on 321 mil and can't touch it.
Bro, I would pay every hacker on the East Coast to find my password for me, bro.
But it's so encrypted. It's encrypted, bro.
There's gotta be somebody, bro.
Did you,
customer service for that?
Bro, would you trust somebody? Would you trust that? Like, let me ask you something. Would you trust a hacker with that?
No. I'm just saying that was my initial reaction.
He could hack that shit, tell you he don't know nothing about it.
No, because if you go like, because they got apps where you could like invest in coins and shit. So like during the process of signing up, or you know, I mine a coin on my phone. Like I wake up every day at the same time, press the button, that's it, and it mines it for me throughout the day. Right, trying to get you niggas on, but you niggas don't want to fucking sign up. So like, no, this is a different coin. It's called Pi.
Talk to me after that.
So I sent it to you, nigga. So like, it's called Pi or whatever. But like, they gave me, it's a passcode for my wallet. So like, only I, and it's a super long password. Like, if you forget that shit, bro, you lose all that shit on everything. It's really like that.
That shit is so inconvenient. The level of encryption is ridiculous, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And speaking of not being able to do anything about it, being a Falcons fan is gonna be rough.
Sheesh.
This coming season.
Sorry.
We look good for the future, you know.
Hey.
It's a bad, you know, it's a long day because, like, Matt Ryan's not going to be the quarterback anymore. However, you know, happy to see him in a position to, you know, really give my bet with Lowe a chance to succeed. For those of you who don't remember.
Oh, my God. Where's my lighter?
If Matt Ryan wins the Super Bowl before he retires as a player, Lowe has to be a Falcons fan for a year. So what year
is Matt Ryan on?
14.
All right. He got about like 3-4.
Yep.
3-4.
On a very good Colts team.
And next year is his last year on the contract, right? Oh, so next year. Not this upcoming season, the following season, he's gonna be looking for something.
Look, I think they're gonna restructure his contract. He gets more guaranteed money, and then depending on how he does this year, they may or may not extend him.
Let's be realistic, yo. Even with all the weapons and shit, how likely do we think the Colts are gonna be the team to not me?
Bro, have you seen all the moves that the AFC has made?
Have you seen Jonathan Taylor?
You want to make another bet on top of this bet, bro? I want to make another bet that he won't win shit with the Colts neither. What you want to bet, my nigga?
What? I'm not. I don't care. It's the same bet for me.
It's not though. It is not though. It's not the same bet.
It is, because to me, it's. I have to win the same way twice. So win what? He won't win what?
He won't win a Super Bowl, bro, with the Colts.
It's already the same bet for me. I don't like either way. I win the bet I already had. I have to get the same exact outcome twice.
All right, then, so why not double up on the bet then?
Fuck that. Andrew Luck, come back.
No.
All I'm saying
Andrew
is
Luck, you need a line executive.
It don't matter what weapons you give this nigga, it's not going to happen for him. It's not cut out or designed for him. He had his opportunity and he missed it, bro.
Okay.
What is the likely? Y'all watch football. How many motherfucking good QBs have you seen make it there and then make it back? I wait. You're not about to name a lot. You're not about to name more than three, bro. That you've seen play?
Peyton.
No.
Peyton the
Go
Manning.
Go to the Super Bowl, go to a different team, and then go back again.
Peyton Manning.
All right. Tom Brady. That's it. Are we saying that Matt Ryan
Russell Wilson could do it this season?
Yeah, he's up for
it. That's not happening either. I know we like to fucking dream, and I know it looks nice seeing him in a different color jersey. No, that's not fucking happening, bro.
Nah, he's got solid players down there, bro.
What y'all want to bet, man? Because y'all so sure. Like, I promise you these niggas not making. That's how for sure
I am, bro. About, nobody says anything about sure. Your bet is the easier bet to take. You're betting the field. You're literally betting the field, and everyone is like, pick this one person to bet on. And if this person loses, I win. Your odds are like minus 2,000. Our odds are like plus 800.
I'm on FanDuel right now. That's not a good bet.
like you're set up to win.
So if those are the odds, if this was a FanDuel bet,
if you wanted to say if you want to say without all this weapons that Matt Ryan's about to get, that he won't be able to produce, let's say, a division championship, or he won't be able to make the playoffs, then that's something we can talk about. But for you to say this nigga just won't win a Super Bowl, it's already the same bet for me. I have more to lose than you. So make it something that makes sense if you're going to try and tell me
game, this
that
is the context of the conversation
with,
and shit.
With more
this is
weapons.
The context of the conversation, because niggas were saying, oh, he's in a better situation now and he has more of a likelihood to make it there. And I'm telling you niggas, even with all that shit, no the fuck he don't. He's still going to fucking lose.
Well, all they're saying is he has a better chance on the Colts than on the Falcons. That's all.
Like,
what? Do I mean? A better chance? Even with a better chance? Yo, bro, check this out. Even with a better chance to what? Still come out with the same outcome?
A better chance than the Falcons.
Bro, we literally just watched Matt Stafford get a better opportunity with the fucking Rams and win a Super Bowl. He went to a team that was better assembled than the team that he had been getting fucking shit from his entire career. And guess what? He literally took the talent that that nigga saw, but he didn't produce. And he said, oh, niggas are going to catch the ball now? All right, cool. I'll just keep throwing it the way I have, and niggas are going to catch the ball and do shit with it, not drop it. He's not throwing to fucking Ryan Broyles. He's throwing to a nigga who had the best wide receiver season ever. It's a difference. It matters.
All right, so this is what I have to say to all of this, right? Because you niggas who have been Falcon fans always have been telling me how good Matt Ryan is, this, that, and the third, my nigga. If in this better situation, if he don't come out, if he don't at least make it to the bowl, because he made it to the bowl with y'all, In a worse situation. If he don't make it to the bowl, my nigga, I don't want to hear nothing that you niggas is talking about, my nigga.
Bro. That's not the same, because our team, when we went to the Super Bowl, is a far better team than what they have now. But what we're saying is, with this, with our team versus theirs, nigga, we never had a defense,
nigga,
bro.
Nigga, the Falcons just paid their kicker play. How much?
Yeah, he, because, bro, we suck. He's one of our best... One of our best players, bro. We suck.
No. Nigga, that shit was like $40 million.
Bro, five.
No.
Huh? Bro, but you know what we're going to have next season without Matt Ryan? $110 million in cap space. So niggas can go out and, like, literally, it's like, have Matt Ryan, let this nigga retire Falcon and try to pull some sort of team out of your ass or trade this nigga away. And now it's like, all right, cool. You can build the team that, yeah, this nigga probably would have wanted to have, but,
yeah, but
you cost too much because Thomas Dimitroff was an idiot.
But you got Marcus Mariota.
Isn't that his name? Thomas Dimitroff?
Hey, it's recorded.
I don't know.
Y'all, but y'all about to be tricking off next year, bro. Bread. Yeah. Let me treat that shit like this.
The niggas.
It's gonna be a lot of niggas getting signed.
Y'all want Zeke, bro? Because I need that nigga off my
We cool off that.
My fault, bro.
I'm trying to predict in my head who's gonna be the team that's gonna go.
Yeah, my
this
man.
Year.
Think about it. It's them. It's the Raiders. It's the Chargers.
But the AFC is nasty.
That shit smacks.
The AFC look like the West in the 2000s,
bro.
All them teams are in conversation. We're not saying that he's definitely gonna go, but.
Bro, because even
his team was in the conversation with Carson Wentz, and that nigga literally threw them out of the game. And they said, "You know what?
Quarterback away last year, just like the Rams were quarterback away, and Matt Ryan better than that. He could do it. This might be the best thing ever for him. Like,
amen.
What I would give,
and time again,
to see Lowe. And I would definitely make it a Matt Ryan jersey. You motherfucking bet your ass.
I'm not getting a Matt Ryan jersey.
Oh, I would buy it for you. You're a Falcons fan.
I don't mean I gotta wear it.
Oh, why wouldn't you do it? You're a fan. Why are you not being a fan? You gotta be a fan.
And I will. And I'm gonna go ahead and go
bro,
get
it. Bro, so as a fan.
Hey, check this out, bro. That Matt Ryan jersey ain't got no fucking. Shut up, bro. Listen, I'm trying to explain to you.
Hey, yo, the
that
cover
Matt Ryan jersey ain't got no fucking drip. You're not gonna catch me wearing no fucking Matt Ryan jersey, bro.
Oh,
it's like
man.
10 Falcon players' jerseys I'm wearing before Matt Ryan shit, my nigga. That's not happening.
Bro.
Who?
Matt Ryan. There's no player on that has ever played for the Falcons that is better than Matt Ryan.
I'm not a fan of Matt Ryan, but there are niggas that
I've
been
a fan of the Falcons. But in order to be a fan of the Falcons, you gotta be
out.
A fan
you
of Matt Ryan.
You gonna rock an algae crumpler?
I don't know if you're just trolling, if you're just talking to talk.
Don't do that.
But I'm just asking.
Once upon a time, you feel me?
Well,
you used to watch football. Warwick Dunn, that's another nigga. I'm getting his jersey before I get a Matt Ryan jersey. 1,000%.
That's understandable.
I say Vic
Julio. Definitely getting a Julio jersey before motherfucking, I mean.
You can't name 10, but Vic is another
I really
nigga.
Can if I really try, bro.
Tony Gonzalez?
All of them niggas that was on NFL streets, I'm getting their jersey before Matt Ryan. On God. I'm not even a cat.
You getting the lineman shit?
I'm dead. Not the lineman. Before Matt Ryan.
Peerless Ryan. Yo,
filthy.
This I didn't hear that name in so
a Brian, a Brian Finneran.
Oh, okay. Okay, you could get a Brett Favre one off, and you could get Deion Sanders.
Brett Favre? Brett Favre was at the game that I was at, and them niggas, they was treating that nigga like he was Triple H or something, bro.
So already, we done got like six
crazy
names
crazy for that nigga.
Niggas done named like six niggas already.
Andre Rison?
I'm getting his jersey just off the strength, know what I mean, that he was fucking with Lisa Left Eye Lopez. All
right.
Before Matt Ryan, and my preference.
And you got to wear burnt shoes, too. When you feel that?
Okay. No.
Oh.
But definitely.
So if niggas get it, they get it. You feel me?
It's like seven niggas.
Oh, you gotta wear the burn boot shoes.
Tennis.
Seven is not ten.
I had Roddy White, right? Getting his jersey before I get Matt Ryan.
That's insane.
That's respectable though.
No, it's not.
For this nigga? That's respectable.
Like, I don't know.
Calvin Ridley?
Like, man, I'm not going to just.
Hey, he being a fan dude with the homies, you feel me?
Yeah, I'm
getting
definitely
it.
Before Matt Ryan. Deion Sanders, 1,000%.
All right, we get it. It's 10 niggas, bro. We just named like 9, bro.
Bird. That Matt Ryan jersey ain't got no fucking drip. I'm sorry. I'm not taking away from him as a player or nothing. I'm just strictly talking about the clothing, my nigga. That shit weak. Hey, yo. Shit, booty. Yeah, that shit, booty. That shit, booty. That shit, booty, my nigga. I'm sorry. I do like the number 2. That's one of my favorite numbers. It's not Matt Ryan, bro.
It's gonna get retired, and then there's never gonna be another Falcons.
Hey, yo, to all my real athletes out there, like niggas really know what I'm speaking to, my nigga. It's certain positions, my nigga, when they got certain numbers, it's ass, bro. 2 is an ass QB number, bro. It's butt.
What?
It's fucking butt. It's booty.
Nah,
single digits numbers got it, bro.
Nah.
Number 2 is a booty number for a QB, my nigga.
I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
But we spent like 8 minutes talking about Matt Ryan. Can we stop, please? Please.
Well, now it's put on wax. Their bet is out there.
Man, the bet been out there.
Yeah, but
and it's the prophecy is going to come true. Matt Ryan's going to retire without a fucking.
So I'm going to say this here. So whoever win,
you add gotta
to be it? The pod. Gotta be the pod episode cover.
Well, of course, nigga going to take a selfie wearing a fucking opposing jersey.
Wait, what jersey you got to wear?
You got to wear a Giants jersey. I don't give a fuck he get. It don't even matter which one. It don't matter which one
get. You
got to
get a Jason Pierre Paul.
All of them shits is
three fingers?
A lot of them shits is whack. A lot of them shits is whack.
Yeah.
I was never wearing an Eli Manning jersey.
Yo, it don't matter what jersey. It don't matter what jersey Shake pick.
He got to wear Eli.
You got to get it. This nigga got to rock a Tiki Barber.
Hold on.
It don't matter which one.
If you're putting on a nasty jersey, you got to put it on the nastiest jersey possible.
He's not putting on a nasty jersey.
Well, that's what he think is a nasty jersey.
He said he's not putting on a nasty jersey.
He got that.
You got to put on Matt Ryan.
Yo, I'm not doing that shit. I just told you, niggas. If I'm spending money on a jersey that I have to own for the rest of my life, I'm not. That wasn't part of the bet. He just said that shit. I'm not fucking, I mean, you could buy me a Matt Ryan jersey. I'm letting you know I'm not wearing that shit. So you might as well buy your size and keep it, bro. I'm not wearing it.
See,
but that's the thing.
He wanted to add stakes to basically the same bet.
He don't want
to
do that though.
We just offered you some stakes.
No. I want to make an entirely different bet just to prove my point that this nigga not gonna fucking win. That's all I'm trying to prove. You feel me?
I was just trying to do it for content purposes.
Well, nah, we. Look,
you know what I'm saying, you lose, you rock the Matt Ryan jersey, and if he lose, he rock the Eli Manning.
No, because
He don't want to wear that shit.
Check this out, bro.
I don't care.
You niggas
I'll
not
do
listening.
It for the bet,
y'all not getting it. Y'all not fucking getting
it. Yo, he'll do it for the bet.
Yo, check this out, bro. I'm not losing a bet and then putting on a loser's jersey. At least he's putting on a champion.
Matt Ryan?
All right, then.
I guess.
Not going to be, bro. Not on the Falcons.
But if he does, you lose the bet, guess what he is? A champion. And that's why you're wearing his jersey.
Yeah, but not as a
so Falcon. Wouldn't that make sense?
It don't, yo,
he would
don't,
be a champion because you'd be wearing his jersey. That's the bet. So what's the problem?
This is the bet.
All the reasons that you've said that you can't wear this jersey are deteriorating.
They're not.
In front of everyone's eyes. We're all seeing it.
It's literally just because that shit whack and swaggerless, my nigga. That's the only reason I'm not wearing it, my nigga.
Every single thing that you said that has been to combat it besides them words right there, everyone has like provided you another option and just like, well, nah, I'm just not wearing it.
All right, so check this out. Just because now you're going to wear Eli jersey. That's the bet. I'm sick of you, bro, because he's not going to fucking win. That's the bet. Shut the fuck up and say I accept.
So that's the bet.
I said, what was I saying? The Spanish? Why did I say the subtitles or something?
Say the subtitles then.
Yo, muy bien, nigga. That nigga wearing no fucking jersey, motherfucker. What the fuck you talking about?
At least put like a...
Hamas.
I wish we had visuals. I'm like, hey, yo, put a little face. And if I'm talking whatever he's saying.
It's not happening,
yo, there's an alternate reality where each and every one of us who supports whatever team we support doesn't support that.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't
do right, that. We're not doing that.
Don't have to be that drastic.
Hey, Shake. I in this pod right now, bro. Cause I still owe you an ass whooping, bro. Alright, bro. We're gonna keep it moving. All right?
Wait, I just wanna confirm our terms of that bet. Because niggas is, I want to just laugh and keep key. Because when they come
on.
You
wearing
this fucking all right, thank Eli you, thank jersey,
you.
Bro.
And you paying for it. You gonna go buy you an Eli jersey.
Nah, that's not what's in the terms. It's on eBay. I was gonna buy you the Matt Ryan. So you're buying me the Eli.
As a fan, you going out and buying the jersey. That's
not
what
I said before, bro.
Oh, now niggas reneging. Now niggas reneging. Yes, nigga. That's what I'm agreeing to. Niggas wanna pop all that hot shit.
Now he's agreeing to that.
I just told niggas the reason why I didn't want to do it is because I'm not spending money on no swaggerless bullshit.
It just keeps switching up.
Yo, I'm saying the terms right here, yo, right now, my nigga.
Hey, yo,
and you don't want to take the hey, yo, they gotta and you buy
could
the
give,
jersey.
Yo, and you could give him the nasty, the cheap nasty.
No,
Eli Manning one.
No, no, because I know this nigga. I know this nigga, bro. Two wears and two washes, and that shit's done. No, this
I'm gonna
shit
get
is here
Eli.
To stay.
I'm gonna get
this shit is here to stay.
I'm gonna get Elo a Super Bowl Matt Ryan jersey. Mm. Get him that 28-3.
Wishful thinking. That's not happening.
Mm-hmm. That shit doesn't. Really think that shit doesn't. Africa that they shipped off. You gonna find that shit?
I'm gonna go find that shit if there's any left.
You know what's Illmatic?
Nah.
Niggas might as well. I got a fucking. Should niggas even buy the Matt Ryan jersey just in case? Because by the time his career done, I don't know if the fucking Falcons Matt Ryan jersey still gonna be available.
It'll still be available.
eBay. Mm-hmm. NFL memorabilia.
We'll see.
Anyway, enough about sports. We've been doing sports for a little bit.
Thank you.
I brought up the whole like alternate universe thing because I watched. I don't know if any of you guys have seen. I watched the movie Tenet this week.
Seen it?
Have you seen that?
Seen it.
And
I never seen the movie, but I'm not going to blow y'all shit on how we got alternate realities right now. But go ahead.
I think you should watch the movie though.
Yeah, I think you would. It's, I think you would. Fuck with. It's a good watch.
That's the one with John David Washington, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really, really interesting how they put that whole concept together, especially when you see different. Like, it's. I understand. Like, there were a lot of people who said it was hard to follow. Like, it was a whole lot going on, and they didn't really get it at the end of it. And then, but when I watched it, it's like I understood, but I understood why it could be that way. Because it was just so much like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, that if you really didn't pay attention, you didn't know whether this nigga was here or whether he was there until they started, you know, doing different things. And, it always makes me wonder, like, you know, does everybody believe in that sort of thing, that there's, you know, alternate realities and things like that?
Man, I leave my mind open to, like, just different possibilities because you can't have a...
I'm gonna go last.
What was that movie that Jordan Peele came out with the tether people? I forgot the name. Is it Us?
I got it on here. It's called Us.
Us.
It's right here.
It's definitely.
Like say Us.
Whatever. No, I said you. Uh-oh. I thought he said. Hey, you know he be nah, cause you know he coming out with another one. Like when I was at
what's the new shit called? Nope.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's shit like that.
So, motherfucking, when it comes to these alternate universes and these split realities, right? Y'all know I be going down these rabbit holes and shit, and I hate to do this shit every week because some niggas is just like, yo, you really be high as hell just talking some Nah, yo, this shit I'm be talking about be real. So you ever heard of CERN?
Nah, what's up? All
right. So CERN is this, think of it like this big-ass corporation, right? And these niggas got like this atom super collider that's like miles long that goes around like a city type shit, right? So picture this big-ass metal tube. And they just slamming atoms together trying to recreate the Big Bang. The shit that basically started the universe, right? Uh-huh. So allegedly, these niggas have been successful and they found something that's called the God particle. Look the shit up. The God particle is like this special atom or whatever that basically creates life. Some shit like that, right?
Okay.
So niggas are saying with their success that they low-key made, like, a tear in reality. So you ever felt, like, deja vu?
Yes.
Are you niggas also familiar with the Mandela effect?
Yo, nigga, Berenstain Bears?
So, hold it right there. There are people saying that that effect is the fucking effect-based side effect of niggas tearing into a new reality. So what we're seeing is basically two realities merging, which is why some people in our reality that we share have a memory of this, and other niggas got a memory of that. This is allegedly what is happening. I mean, meanwhile, while we arguing about love and hip hop and shit.
I just think it's crazy to me that there's so many, you know, movies or theories out.
It's all like predictive programming.
Specifically with the movies. Like, you can look at, like, Avengers Infinity War. Like, you can look at, like, this tenor shit here. I got fucking Us, like he said. Like, the list goes on of, like, these situations where, you know, one decision here, like, changes this, this, that, and the third. And, like, obviously we understand that, like, you know, our lives will be different if, like, you know, like, if that one day you went to football practice or football trials, you just never went, who would you be? You know? It's very interesting to me.
Like, let me pose a question. I think we might have had this conversation on here. I can't remember. My brain be fuzzy. But is there such thing as free will or shit written in destiny?
This shit is by design.
It's by design?
Mm-hmm.
So if it's by design, okay. Let's talk about it from the Christianity perspective. By design, by God, correct?
No.
Then by design, by who?
Your life really just one right. Big game of GTA so with one game. Life.
Kinda.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Like, you really but just can't die.
If we're talking about destiny versus free will, right? Let's talk Christianity. If God decided our whole lives for us before we was born, why the fuck am I going to church? Why do I pray? Why do I do anything if God had this shit written for me? Am I really a sinner? God, you made me this way. Or does God give niggas free will, the opportunity to make their own choices, and niggas get led down them paths?
Like, why would God create twang?
Hold on, hold on. Before we do that, seriously, to answer your question, we're not doing that, bro. We're not doing that. To answer your question, bro, how I feel about that, I feel like they both go hand in hand in a way.
Okay.
I feel like you got options, which is your free will, but you're still destined to be that end result. Or be at that end result, which is death, regardless. But I feel like
your free will going lead you to,
I feel like we all got just a certain amount of options that we can do, like, depending on where we're at. Some niggas luck up and break out of that shit, but I feel like for the most part everybody has like their number of options that they can just choose. If I'm gonna go down this path, it's gonna lead me to either
one to three paths. You feel me? Like an infinity amount of like just choices.
Facts.
Remember the Black Mirror? They did the movie.
I never seen none of that.
Yeah.
The Black Mirror did like an interactive movie. Like,
bro, we not about that. Like, this nigga ain't just asked.
I hate this. Yo. I think this is stupid.
What are you talking about?
What you were saying about Black Mirror?
Yeah, like they made an interactive film where it's just like you go through the shit and it's like all the different choices you make affect the reality of the characters in there. Like, and if you make one wrong move or whatever, like the shit just...
Basically like a Goosebumps book where you had to like, I mean... Pick the page you want to choose and shit. You know, you
Is that why niggas like Goosebumps?
Yeah, I ain't never read Goosebumps.
Me neither.
Yeah, I was wondering.
All right, so they had their regular books, but they also had special books where you could kind of like choose your path and shit. So it's just like you get two choices. It's like if you want to do this, flip to the next page. If you want to do this, flip like 10 pages ahead type shit.
That's tough.
And it had like alternate like timelines in the same book.
See, I wasn't one of them type of kids. I don't know why. I used to be like fascinated with like.
You read, nigga?
Nah, I used to be fascinated on like book things. I used to pick up like Martin Luther King books and shit.
Oh, this nigga was one of them niggas.
Yeah, I don't know why, bro. I was always fascinated.
I was trying to have fun, nigga.
You was like, always moved in, huh?
Nah. I'm being 100 though, bro. Like, I never read like Captain Underpants and all of that shit, bro.
Bro, did you?
All right. I'm so serious,
so
bro.
You ain't read for fun, my nigga?
Not really.
Damn, I'm
bro,
sorry.
You ain't reading no pieces, my nigga? Ah,
shit, bro.
Let's keep it 100, bro. A lot of kids not reading just for fun, bro.
Yeah, nigga, because we
after, was after a certain age, before you can try to get your jello off.
No, I'm dead ass.
Bro,
niggas used to read books for pizza, nigga.
A lot of kids are not reading. Book it. Just listen, shit, for fun. For fun, not for fucking pizza, my nigga. What the fuck? That, nigga, that's a purpose. I would read for pizza too if I was 8, nigga. The fuck? I'm talking about fun. He said fun, word, bro.
That's facts. Alright, so I agree.
Mister was so pinned.
Depending on the motherfucker.
I was trying to get a jello off, cuz.
Yeah, I was. Why he making it? Yo, is that a jail? But
the nigga said reading for fun, bro. A lot of kids are not reading for
pizza
fun.
Pizza is a sentence. That's not fun.
So, exactly.
So speaking of booking, I was a greedy kid.
Yeah, I'm
so like at my school, fun. They used to give you like a coupon for finishing a chapter. So, like, I didn't mind reading like as a kid. Like, how you saying, like, you know what you're saying? That's not something you're different from. I didn't mind doing that. So, I would read Harry Potter books. And just get hell, nigga.
Nigga was reading many tweet. Bibles, but talking about me reading Martin Luther King books.
Hamas, yeah. Amigis.
Books was fat as hell, bro.
That's facts.
It was good books, though.
All right, bro.
Great reading.
All I'm saying is,
you knew it was a good day in school when you seen that TV on that push cart.
That's not reading, though.
All I'm saying is, bro,
classroom was dark, so niggas got to go to sleep. All right,
so let me ask you this. You ain't get excited for the Scholastic Book Fair?
I mean, yeah. But it wasn't like, I didn't stick with one like specific like type of book. Like, I wasn't, like, following a franchise of Goosebumps and all of that. Like, I was never into that. I used to just look at shit and, like, I might pick up something random.
Strange nigga, man.
Bro, I was me.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying. It's just, like, I can't. Back then, it's just, like, yo, if I only. Because I read some of them books, too. I was reading those, too. But if I only had to read those, I would have hated reading entirely. Like, I never would have wanted to read if I just had to read informational shit.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
As a kid. As a kid, having all of them other shits, like, I'm not gonna lie, my imagination probably wouldn't be what it is if I wasn't reading them type of books as a kid.
Trying fucking encyclopedias.
You say that, bro? I'm not knocking you at all by saying this either. But like, I feel like a lot of niggas didn't think outside of the box like I did when I was a kid because I was like the only kid challenging the teacher when we was young. So I always felt like I was thinking outside of the box and looking farther than what other niggas was because everybody was on the same type of time.
Right.
Used to make your fourth grade teachers call you Mister.
Not really, not all of them. Some of them did though.
For real?
Yeah, I had a lot. I had nothing but black teachers growing up, bro. So like, they respected me.
Yo, that's awesome. That's so cool. Is your school? I mean, no.
I don't know. Hey, nigga, I had
You went two.
Probably. I can count how many black teachers I had. I had two male black teachers and maybe.
Yo, Mr. Hector.
Yeah, word, that's my guy. I probably had.
Mr. Maynard.
I probably had like four female black teachers. Like ever.
I miss Matthew.
Nah, I could run my teacher's name down right now from first to like eighth grade, bro.
Damn, what a privilege, yo.
And they all black, bro. They all black. I had Miss Choi first. I'm not gonna do it, but you feel me? Miss Choi first grade, first black woman teacher that I ever had. Mr. Hines second grade. He the one who taught niggas how to say island and shit because niggas thought it was Island. You feel me? Like third grade, I had Mr.
Elizabeth shit.
Nah, I was in Plainfield.
That's even yeah. It's that
I had all black teachers, which I thought would like it helped me out having all black teachers growing up because they like actually paid attention to us. I didn't have like a Spanish, Russian, Ukrainian teacher until I got to ninth grade and I went back to Elizabeth.
That's crazy. You know, everybody really comes from a different. I don't want to be like cliche and say a different reality, but it's true. You know, there was a time where, you know, you experience things completely different from the way that you do now. And everybody doesn't, you know, grow up the same way. Like, I can remember distinctly noticing the difference in, like, classroom structure and just, like, the way people interact. Because I grew up in South Brunswick. So, like, I was the only black kid in my class. So, like, yes. Yeah, literally. I was the only black kid in my class. I didn't see another black male in school until what year did Tyree come?
God damn.
Tyree and Tyler. Oh, man.
And so this nigga came in third grade black and he left the school. And then there was another kid named Tyler. Man, it was so wild. As you, like, they expect you to be friends. This nigga was weird. Like he did, like
I'm it's sorry,
like
he was weird.
Not like he didn't like sports. Like he sat in the corner and was mad weird. Like he was like he ate his boogers. Like he was one of them kids that was weird. Yeah, so it wasn't even like I was about to just like, you know, associate myself with homie because it's just like I get it, but I like nah. And you know, like it wasn't until I came to GBCS low. That I was in a class surrounded by completely black kids. Like, I was completely out of my element.
That shit? This nigga got around some niggas who was out of his element.
That nigga said, where the white people at?
Where the whites at? I'm being real, though. Nah, like, it's just like, yo, like, just because of, like, where my mom chose to, like, move me to. And that's just, like.
It's Indians in here?
See, and I make it seem like I didn't know no black people. Just, like, all of my development because we all kind of lived in, like, an apartment complex or whatever have you. So it was just, like, you know, it was all niggas in my apartment complex. Like, all my friends who lived in there. Everybody over there was black. My family going out like that. But, like, in a school setting, never. Like, to leave my house, go to school, and be in a class full of black kids, it was just not a thing. Like, and it was just, like, it was such a, like, almost like really a culture shock. So to hear, like, when you say certain things about, like, the way you grew up and that, things that were just, like, normal, I'm just like, wow, like, that might have made a difference here. Like, I remember every single one of my black teachers because there were so few. And each and every one of them, I think, had that much of an impact. I can always remember something that I learned from them. So, like, you know, I think about, like, what that, you know, when people say things like, you know, representation matters and stuff like that. And I think about, you know, the people that we know that are educators, people like Lenny and Chelsea and my boy Sean. Like, we all know teachers and, like, they're going to be that for somebody
else. Reg, too.
Reg. But, like, we all know somebody who, you know, it's going to be a teacher and like that, you know, for somebody like me who didn't experience that too often, as opposed to like how you did, that shit matters.
I think it's just really wild to me though. Like, because I'm not going to lie. Like, this is a conversation that get kind of uncomfortable for some folks. Right. But when we talking about what it is being black, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one monolithic experience where we all is just, you know what I mean? But I feel as though, like, there's a lot of things culturally that our suburban counterparts don't experience that kind of, like, creates the divide between us type shit.
See, had I, and 100%, because I had to learn that, like, yo, white kids talk about other kids' moms crazy. Like, really be like, yo, your mom, like, don't got a job, or like, be like, yo, like, that's why your mom, like, sucks dick. Like, they really say wild, crazy shit like that.
And that type of shit will get you stomped.
Yo, really, it, shit is really different. Like, just the way you communicate with people is just, like, it's a level of respect that, like, white people don't have for each other just because, like, it's an entitlement. Just an entitlement to life. That, like, and it's crazy because, like, living there and like, and experiencing school that way and all these other things, you almost, like, I'm sure, like, at some point I came off like that when I was younger, but, like, you almost, like, adopt that too. Like, oh, I go to school here. And it's like, yeah, because that's where your mom moved you. And I'm sure that Elo can attest to, like, that's the type of kid I was, because I came from that.
You get what I'm saying? So you was in there seeing your mom suck
bro,
dick?
Nah.
Bro, don't get it fucked up. We was in a charter school, but it was none but niggas in there. Bro,
that's like.
But what I mean is, like,
jail, like,
you know, like, I never cracked jokes on nobody until I went to this school.
Oh, damn.
It was a skill I didn't know that. It wasn't something I knew about.
So
it wasn't,
you didn't have no practice. You just stepped into the field and had to start.
And now look at this nigga.
Son, bro.
This nigga is just
too mild to tell you. Let me tell you, as a nigga who bear witness to this shit, this is why I bring it up, bro. Like, the cultural divide, bro. I remember.
You didn't have the 8-9 years of practice of just gelling with your friends?
Son, they used to be stacking this nigga at the lunch table, bro.
Oh, man.
Because it was like, son, like. But it's like, you don't know nothing about that. It's like, it, yo, this is like.
So y'all used to just sit in the cafeteria and just be quiet.
So I see, bro, niggas was bullying shit all crazy, and this nigga became the bully. Okay,
relax.
So peace game. It wasn't that niggas was bullying him, because, like, yo, literally everybody.
Let's play Swear to God.
Yeah, like it literally.
He wasn't being bullied, bro. Everybody got it.
Let's play Swear to God. You don't gotta.
God, I'm not a bully.
No. We gonna put it on what I'm about to say. You ain't got a meme of everybody in this motherfucking room right now on your phone. That's
hey, yo.
You, me.
Hey, yo. I'm glad you said that, cuz what was you saying? You mentioned me, but I was on the West Coast, so I didn't really get it until later on.
I don't even know what you're talking.
You
about.
Said you got a meme that can end everything or something right now that you want to save on my birthday at that. Like, it was my birthday too.
Shit.
I looked at my Twitter. That shit was like 5 hours ago. And the shake, like, yeah, I got a meme of you that I'm not even gonna post today. But happy birthday,
yo,
bro.
This nigga,
like,
some crazy
shit. It wasn't me saying, like, oh, I have something that would be like. It's like, yo, I have them, but it's like, I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like posting them. Just enjoying it.
Yo, all right, cool.
Because I get niggas on their birthday. But I'm glad you didn't. Because we got you two episodes in a row.
I'm glad you didn't, because my cousin tried to violate me. Mm-hmm. Like, on Instagram. I didn't put it on my story for a reason. I had the flu and had to take family pictures, bro. I was in bed for 3 days straight. No haircut, yeah. No nothing, bro. Just in the family photo. Messed up hairline and everything, bro. That's nigga fair. Posted.
That's fine.
Oh,
like, nigga, I was like 15 in this picture.
I was vulnerable with you.
Hamas, amigos.
Yeah, that's foul.
But yeah, to answer your question, Bird, no, I didn't become the villain or become the bully.
I'm gonna tell you niggas what it really was. This nigga, like you said, he came from the suburbs, came to the hood, learned how to stack. Went back to the suburbs, started wilding on niggas. Cause, like, yo, check this out. Look what I learned. Start getting niggas out the paint.
The funniest shit though is, like, when I was at my old job and shit, some white nigga came up to me and was like, he's like, oh, I didn't know you knew Shake. Like, he said your real name or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck, nigga? How the fuck you know I know him? Like,
Shake up there with the whites.
He's talking about Ez.
Yeah, man, him used to work with each other or whatever. So he just came up to me. It's like 6 in the morning. Nigga like, oh, I ain't know you knew Shake. I'm like, nigga, the fuck? How the fuck you know I know him? Like, nah, I see you on Twitter talking to him and shit. I'm like, oh, alright, what for, bro? I was feeling wary about you real quick, bro.
He said them people was looking for you.
Yeah, bro. I'm not, bro. Like,
say, why you
Shake? I don't talk to white people like that, bro. And you said you was uncomfortable in class, like, when you got around, like, black folks for the first, like,
bro, because, like, you gotta understand, like, when you don't know how to act, it's like, it's one thing
social
to be
social cues, bro, with certain shit.
Now, yo, yeah. I'm gonna explain to you, the only time I've ever felt, like, uncomfortable in a class, like, I had honors math in my 9th grade year. Mm-hmm. So, I'm walking with all the niggas who play sports and everything. Like, we play football, basketball, everything together. And then now I'm separating myself by going to class with nothing but nerds and one other hood nigga. And they sat me and him in the back corner.
Like, here, figure it out from here.
Like, 28 kids, but it's two niggas in the class. And they like, nah, y'all go sit in the back. I felt like a dumbass in that class, bro. I'm like, I know I'm kind of smart in math at that point in time. I don't know about now, bro. But you feel me? Like,
this nigga don't know algebra.
But it's so crazy, though, because when, like, just kind of like Lo says, like, not even so much like what I learned, but it's like, to go from that environment, go to a new environment. And then it's like, in my lifetime, I ended up going back to school in South Brunswick for like one part of a year. Like, I left the middle of my sophomore year in Union and went to school in South Brunswick. So I literally like experienced school there, like, but like having experienced everything I had. And it was just like, you look at people so much different. Like the kid, like the black kids who like only sit with the white kids and don't really fuck the black, like, you'd be looking at them like, damn, son, you really crazy. Like, and it was just so crazy to be back in that element and to really see it from a different perspective, to not have been, almost like not be a native, to be a visitor there. Because at that point, that element didn't feel like home to me anymore. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like that, like, do I know how to maneuver here? Yeah, sure. Like, I know all you people. Like, it's easy. It's easy to fit right in. Like, it's fine. But y'all be doing a whole lot of shit that I find a bit strange. Like, I'm not.
You feel me? Like, hold up. That's not right.
Yeah, like, and it's like, even the black kids, you'd be like, niggas aren't supposed to do that.
You feel me?
Ah. So it's just like, you know, that.
How much?
Like, where you, like, that, I definitely, you know, like, being a parent or whatever, I definitely don't feel as though, you know, I would raise my kid away from, you know, I know we weren't talking about that, but, you know, if, you know, I'm sure there's a reality where I don't go to school in South Brunswick and I'm not that kid. You know, I was born in Newark. I fucking, what's those towers? Like right, in Irvington on Springfield Avenue, right by the fucking,
I don't know,
by the Popeyes.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I lived in those. I grew up there. I had the chicken pox there, like all this other shit. My mom moved all the way down there because her family moved down there. My mom never moved from there. I'd have been a different kid.
You said Irvington?
Yeah. Right on Springfield. Right on Springfield.
Would have been Fat Boy SSE.
Shake would have been Criven.
You know, it's crazy. I got a picture with that nigga Shake from like 2015 or some shit. Like some random ass picture.
Yo, do you remember the video that got him famous?
Yeah, when the nigga smacked Big Mac down?
Oh, that.
Didn't somebody quote that in the Xbox party recently? Hey, bro. I think
Shake,
it was Reg.
Shake would definitely have tats.
Bro.
Being tatless is weird to me.
Word.
I'm sorry. Think,
yeah, nah, it's weird.
I mean, I think niggas with no mustache is weird.
I got a mustache.
I'm not saying you have no, I'm just saying, like, it's some people that, you know, everybody got
their own thing. Yo, quick question, weird. Bro. Y'all watch Abbott Elementary? Like, of this course. Is off topic. The nigga Tariq. I hate that nigga mustache, bro. I want to punch him in the face because of that shit, bro.
Yo, that's Zach Fox.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm just saying that's who it is. That nigga really rock his mustache like that.
I don't care. I talk about that nigga mustache, bro. Yeah,
Mr. Why is it all animosity against me?
No. I'm just saying, like,
damn.
It's not even that. It's just... Not for real. I don't give a fuck who this nigga is. Fuck that nigga mustache.
Yeah, like, the nigga mustache is crazy as hell, cuz. Like,
nah, he got one of my favorite songs of all time, though. Ever heard I Got Depression?
The shit that he was rapping on the shit?
Nah. Well, I'll play it after. We'll play it after. It's a good song.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit go crazy.
I seen a video recently, too, of them talking about.
You know what I mean?
You about to talk about them twangy white girls.
Talking about what?
Twangy white girls or something like that.
What?
In South Brunswick.
Who said anything about that?
Oh, my fuck.
Wait.
Hold on.
Oh, my goodness. I tried to.
Why? Good brother.
Is back.
Good brother.
Hey, listen, I said South Brunswick. I've never been there before.
Nigga said twangy white girl.
You know what? Siren.
I just want to know where you got that from.
My fault, bro. I thought I seen that on the docket.
Whose docket were you looking at? And why were you look? I point him out. Show us what this criminal looks like.
It is me. I'm niggas.
Nah, what's who's one celebrity or real person in life who you think will be fire with their own show?
Me, nigga.
All right, so we'll start with Bert. Who do you think? If you had to think of one person who you would love to watch this show, it could be anybody.
Tyrese.
I can't even be mad at that.
Yo.
This nigga got a Starbucks in his backyard.
He what?
Yes.
He has his own Starbucks?
Yes.
Like an employee?
Yes.
So they just stay in the back of Tyrese's house all day.
Tyrese got one of the transformer, the big ones, like the super real one. Yeah. He got that shit in the backyard too.
He's an idiot.
Just next to the Starbucks, he just got a bunch of random shit.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. But that shit just like, would be funny.
Like, so
anybody,
show about their lives?
Any person.
That shit be boring.
Nah. Watching Jay-Z try to do athletic shit is funny as hell.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Can you imagine this is
phone
calls
alone, buddy? Sean? Yo, just any hood nigga from Baltimore.
Nigga won't watch The Wire. Hold on!
I only got like real, two real answers. Like it'd be like Vince Staples or Schoolboy Q.
Oh, definitely Vince Staples.
Them are the two realest niggas in hip hop to me, bro. Because they want to be regular so bad, but they can't.
Yo, niggas ask Vince Staples why was he at the Pistons game. This nigga said, "Cause my mom played here."
No, that was the greatest tweet I ever seen, bro.
Cause my mind players here. So
like. If y'all ever got time, just watch that nigga interviews, bro. Cause he's either funny as hell or like he's saying some real shit, bro.
His Twitter spaces being loud.
I heard he
got Twitter spaces. Yeah. I've never seen that
he
before.
He did one. It was like a McDonald's drive-through simulation, and he was like talking to a girl, like, so you at the window, right? And she's like, yeah. So he like, y'all take cash, like, and you can hear in the back him like reloading his gun. Like, cash. Like, so when I pull up to the window, y'all got cameras. She was like, "Well, the cameras can see your car, but not your license plate." He like, cool. So y'all take cash, right? And then she's like, "Yeah." So he was like, "All right, let me get a big and tasty. I'll be there at 20."
While reloading his gun.
Show. Listen.
Nah, word.
Like, I gave my answers already. You said.
Shit. Rick Ross.
Yo, that's what sparked this question. Cause somebody said Rick Ross earlier and I was like, yo.
Bro, that nigga was frying Drewski shorts. Nigga said your phone can't breathe.
Did y'all see the tweet when they said Drewski and Rick Ross would be the greatest heavyweight fight? And the nigga did the the suplex and they broke the ring. They put that shit on there because that shit had me screaming, bro.
That's fucked up.
Pause.
South Beach Bar and Grill.
That's fair.
Sponsored.
Yo,
by South Beach.
Yo, on everything because that would be this nigga stories be crazy.
There's just so many different characters that work downstairs that would just be a lot.
Yo, is Shiesty still playing?
No.
I have, bro. I
think Shiesty is Where's Waldo, bro. This nigga be just doing random shit. Wait, in the world.
I'll be back soon. We're like, yeah. Definitely.
This nigga probably been in Nova Scotia this whole time.
What kind of PTO this nigga got?
Who knows, man. This nigga probably, you know what I mean, fighting Yetis and shit.
Unlimited PTO.
I'm trying to think. Who would I probably be?
You. Or who would you watch? Oh, wait. Hold on. That's the celebrity shit, Rick Ross. My real life shit is this nigga named Woody from New Brunswick. Funniest nigga alive.
So if we're doing real people, the nigga that used to just be dancing in Newark.
Oh, she?
Whichever
the
one.
I just be spinning?
Yeah.
Yeah, she.
Yo, him? I feel like he deserves his own show. That would be Max. The cameraman be dizzy, but, you know, he'll get to it.
Bro, I definitely would pay to watch the CD, though.
For the listeners, my nigga Woody, right? He got this Instagram. It's damn_Woody. That's DAMMM_WOODY. I'm going to just pass the Instagram around. I bet you niggas going to laugh. Keep talking.
And then my celebrity person, I think. Damn, that shit didn't even make it past two people.
Yo, this is like my man's chill.
Every hood got a Woody, bro. Pause. Like,
yo.
Oh my god.
Hey, yo.
Where'd you go with that verse?
This nigga lives in the borough of Hermaphrodite.
Yo.
I just came back from San Francisco, bro.
Because every hood got a Woody.
You don't repeat it, too, bro.
I told you, bro. That's what I'm saying. He needs his own show, bro.
He the neighborhood drunk or something?
Nah, he sober.
Yeah?
Yeah. He just be lit.
Bro,
listeners, that's the... again, that's at DAMMM_WOODY. Follow my man, you heard? Littest nigga in my city.
The first picture is crazy.
It's the half city
right now, bro.
You feel me? Like, you can picture him having his own show, right? Nah, I'm tripping. That should be lit.
This is hilarious. It should be like snow in the bluff.
It should be lit.
Yo, I thought this was mellow right here.
But yo.
Yo, that's yo. Like, yo, Ivan, look.
Oh, shit.
That's.
No. Man. My nigga be outside, yo.
Yo, he start. Yo, yo.
My nigga be outside, bro.
Yo, that's hilarious. Rosé, what time we got?
Time to wrap this shit 112. Up. 112.
It's episode 50.
This episode 50?
Episode 50.
Oh, shit. I ain't even know.
And it was out 1 year last week on Friday.
I would have took this episode way more serious if I knew it was episode 50. This is a milestone. Congratulations, guys. Another one.
Another one.
I'm saying
I did all my thank yous last week. I'm not doing it again. So just copy and paste what I said last week to this week. Same thing to the listeners. Love y'all.
Yeah, we love y'all and all that stuff. But
yeah, episode 50, that's something.
Y'all cool or whatever.
Yeah, you know, we've been giving y'all props a lot. So, you know, probably the end of it. The summer's about to come. So
we about to be acting like whores.
Who is
oh.
we?
Huh?
Who is
yeah,
we?
This is we shit, nigga.
What?
Oh.
Who is what? We?
You keep repeating it.
I'm about to say, I don't know none of that.
Niggas, nobody ain't worried about you, Mooka Dean.
I'm on my Dean.
You're
I'm talking to all the single niggas in here.
We're
going to have a nice summer.
I'm about to say, nigga, it's just you.
This nigga is.
Oh, it's just me?
This nigga's in timeout.
This nigga ain't even paying attention. That shit crazy.
Yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in. This has been episode 50 of the Regulation Podcast. I'm one of your host, Shake.
Boop Nook.
It's your boy Low, aka Optimus Crime, aka Low J Timpson.
Monsieur Bouzin.
That's it.
And then Mooka Dean.
That might be next week.
Yo, did you hear? Wait, real quick. Did you hear that Jersey's supposed to get a Bojangles?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I want that.
Is it good, though?
Oh, I haven't had
I'm not
it.
The biggest fan. It's all right. Yeah, it's good.
I don't know. Jollibee got the chicken crown right now.
Oh, man.
I still be the chicken. Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation. Trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas. Hit a fadeaway on niggas. I don't get no explanations. I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition. I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition. Kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education. Smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face. If you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness.